That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Finally.
Andre lifts thousands of pounds and can fight and all kinds of...
fight everybody.
Scared of a little bit of COVID.
Listen.
I love him to death, though. This is a personal... I'm going to do like we do at the union. Health is a personal...
choice.
Decision.
Personal matter.
Exactly.
No. We love Andre. We'll see. But we don't know if we're going to keep doing this. This is just... We're doing this special today.
Special today because... That's a special request. You ready to rock and roll?
Because I want to do... Absolutely am ready to rock and roll.
Okay, so here's the deal. This is a special guest, a new friend of mine. Friend of the show for quite some time, which I was unaware of, but a new personal friend of mine, and a YouTube creator, aspiring comic.
YouTube star, damn it.
YouTube, okay.
YouTube star.
My bad. Okay, listen, you're right. Okay.
If I was a YouTube star and you said I'm just a creator, anyone could create some bullshit.
That's
this
true.
This man is a star.
That's true.
You should get the star. I mean, God damn it, we're in the studio.
Shout out to the Chocolate Rain dude.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
I'm not quite there. Not quite Chocolate Rain level.
Give it up for Sneeko, yo. Give it up for Sneeko in the building. Yeah, ready to rock and roll. Trying to get the kinks out of all this shit. Sneeko was popping,
baby.
There we
go. I forgot about
Doing good.
Missed that. The Dante
just
sudden
me
stop.
It
yeah,
off.
No fade out. Just you do everything but pull the plug right out of the fucking stereo thing.
I'm like fucking Cypher. Just
yeah, no, that's what Cypher does. Is he just stops it dead in its tracks and then leaves dead air. That's what
he does.
Cypher sounds.
Sneeko, what's popping, baby? You good?
I'm good. I'm great. Sunday, you know.
Sunday chilling. Yeah, you know.
You're wearing your Sunday best. You just came from church. You got your church do-rag on.
Right.
Much respect. Much respect. It's the Lord's day.
My mass fit.
We just, I apologize for walking in on the fucking, we just had a kitchen fire in my house.
I smelled it.
Crazy kitchen fire. My crazy sister just laid something
almost
on the stove.
Almost killed you and your baby.
Killed me and the baby and everything because she just.
What was she cooking?
She took the dish drainer.
Yeah.
Where you drain the dishes.
Yeah.
She just decided to put it on the stove.
Oh, it's plastic?
Yeah. And then she...
Oh, she didn't know it was on the stove.
She wasn't even cooking.
No, what happened was she turned on the stove and it was clicking, click, 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 click. And then in her brain, she just stopped hearing the clicking. So she went and got the dish drainer and just sat it on the stove and then it lit up. And then she was just... Da-da-da-da-da. And then it just black billowing smoke. Just
Jesus. A lot of chaos before the show.
Yeah.
A lot of chaos, but we're still here.
We're here.
Still doing it.
He had to walk into the melee.
The door was wide open.
I was just smoke bellowing at him. It's crazy. Whatever.
It did look like a trap house. You just walking in to do the show. Just smoke.
Just walking.
Smoke going on.
Let me get two.
But Sneeko goes way back. You start out with the Black Phillip show. That's where you in the basis. What are some of the things you learn from it? Like from the show, from this show, the whole thing, from Dante?
Putting your happiness first, for
putting
sure.
Putting your happiness first.
Putting your needs first and how to be selfish correctly.
There you go.
I
agree with that.
Correctly selfish. Mm-hmm. I want to point out the fact that we have recorded this whole story before. And we're doing it again.
I'm right now.
He did it like it was the
first step. He did a great job. Nobody would have known if you.
I was trying to think of another lesson to say, but
I didn't. You nailed it. The flaw is not within you. The flaw is within the amounts of pull Dante took off the space volcano or whatever. The Superman kryptonite bong.
I couldn't just let
you did it.
Go.
You went through. You were so surprised by how well he did it. Like, God damn.
I got to stop the recording. Let's just give him his props.
through. But no, it's important to. I mean, that's like the number one thing. Yeah. Is putting your happiness first.
Number one thing's got to come from that.
Yeah.
Then
you still have to be responsible.
And then ACE, authenticity, credibility, and empathy. And then RFF.
What's RFF?
Reasonable, fair, and firm.
Yeah. There you go. So, you know, in a situation, if your lady is making a request about something, has an emotion about something.
Is it a reasonable?
Is it reasonable for her to feel that way? Is what she's asking reasonable?
So let's say hypothetical. Say you're cheating on your girl.
Right. Oh, right. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically cheating.
Hypothetical.
And she's upset because she finds out you're cheating. Is it?
Because she thinks she doesn't have hard evidence. Right. She assumes, and she's correctly assuming.
Right. And she's going, is it reasonable for her to be upset?
Yes.
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 Well, especially if you had promised her that you wouldn't be cheating.
And it's like the fourth, fifth time. It makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, it would be fair. Now, here's the thing. Now, in that situation, this is a story you told us before. She had requested, you told her you were polyamorous.
Told her polyamorous, and she said she didn't want to do it. So I was slightly coaching her. And I to be honest, I don't think that you should have ever believed that somebody who says openly, like, I'm polyamorous, to expect them to be monogamous. That's like saying I'm gay and then telling them to be straight. It's just not going to happen. So I don't, in my opinion, it's like, why you believe in my lies? But anyway, I said that.
But
I was,
people believe lies that they want to believe.
Yes, because they hope you'll change.
They hope. Well, he did say it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes women get in a situation, and this is men's fault, actually, because a woman will be like, yeah, I want to do it this way. And a guy who generally doesn't want to lose out on her or getting laid will go, all right, we'll do it your way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
for sure.
Then they can't because they have no skill or ability or intention of doing it.
Or they might have not intended to do it in the first place.
Right. Yeah, they never. Well, Sneeko did
hypothetically, say. Hypothetically.
All right, so Sneeko, when you told her that, but my point is guys will acquiesce.
But here's the thing. Guys will do the same thing. A guy will call me up and he go, yo, man, my girl, she told me she didn't want to be bothered with me no more, but she told me before she misses me a lot. Mm. I'm like, well, then go with the worst.
Right.
Go with the fact that she thinks you're a piece of shit. She called me a piece of shit, but she also says she loves me. Well, then go with the piece of shit.
Yeah. Because that's still there.
Yeah, and I don't understand why you would take that on your chin and not be offended by it.
Right. Why would you allow someone to say you're a piece of shit?
Yeah, if you're calling me a liar or you're calling me a piece of shit, why are you fucking with me? Like, why are we even having a conversation?
I said that in the big ass like dramatic fight we had last night. I'm like, you think I'm an asshole?
This was last night.
I barely slept. It was whole night. The whole neighborhood heard it.
Really?
Like, screaming down the block, like. Hysterical crying, like,
okay, you
the
screaming
big
on both parts or one?
No,
part?
I'm relaxed. I'm
okay,
chilling.
Good,
I'm like,
good boy.
I'm just
good
trying to be. Thank
I
you.
Just want
to
make sure, man. I just want to make
thank
sure.
Thank you. Just level headed. Like, all
there
right, which I said ultimately, like, what do you want to do? You want to break up? Yes or no? Just like the most blatant thing. She's screaming, crying.
I hate that.
She said she was going to leave and she didn't. Like, I walked away. I was going to walk her back to the train. I just walked back to my apartment. She came back screaming. I'm like, all right, we just had the breakup fight. We did. The whole neighborhood can hear it. Like, do you want to break up? Yes or no? I feel like I just want to continue. No. Yes or no?
Yeah, we had that. We had that.
Yes or no?
That was the perfect. We just had that.
We just had that. I was prepared. I was already coached. I was ready. I had the end. I knew the moves.
Explain.
He went right back to his basic training.
Explain the talk that we had. Explain.
So Dante told me that you just got to be straight up. Like, these are the terms that I need. I'm polyamorous. I just, it's what makes me happy.
I don't really think he's polyamorous. He's 22.
He just wants to.
I think everybody's polyamorous.
At 22?
You don't think everybody's
sure
polyamorous, like, at their core?
There's a degree, yeah. I think you want to. Well, first of all, men want to sleep with as many women as possible. And part of that is the genetic.
It's an evolutionary feeling.
Yeah, I think. But I mean, but polyamorous is to say that you want these relationships. You want a full relationship with multiple people. And that might not be. Polyamorous.
That's
is
a
just
specific definition.
Yeah. So, but just because you want to smash another joint, you know what I mean?
Like, that's the thing. She thinks that it's okay if it's just sex with another girl.
Sure.
But it's never just sex with them. You need to talk to them. You need to. Her
yeah,
roommate's
not,
there.
You should be like, yo, I got a girl, but you want to just have sex with me? And she goes, yeah, I'm into.
No,
well,
that
actually,
never happens.
Actually, it does. It does.
Really?
On occasion.
Yeah. You could. Yeah, you'd be surprised.
I haven't pulled that off.
If you're straight enough to, if you have the balls to ask, you'd be surprised what you can get if you're willing to ask.
Really?
And if you're willing to fail. Yeah. Because asking and failing is part of that is just going like, hey, can I have that for free? No. Like, that's the same thing. It's like, all right, no, nothing lost, nothing gained, you know, whatever. Nothing nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? Yeah. So you ask, and the worst thing they can go is no. It's just how much you're willing to put yourself out there. Now, what happens is if you get enough numbers, if you gain enough experience, it becomes less scary to ask those requests.
Because you have options.
Because you have options. So I've been in situations where I've met girls either online or in person, and I let them know, like, listen, just so you know, I'm seeing a couple different women. I'm very happy with that. I like my life the way it is. They all know about it. If you're down for that, great. If you're not, no worries. And for me, it's gone like 50-50. Like, the girls who I was into or were into me, they some of them.
Wouldn't you rather coach them into doing what you want?
No,
you don't
train them.
No.
Because she, my girl now, like, she was completely not okay with that at all when I first met her. That was like so far out of her.
You didn't coach her. You
tricked her.
Wore her down.
That's a term. that's kind of the same thing.
That's
like what the best coaches do.
That's what the Marines do, which is they break somebody down and try to build them.
And then they
scratch.
Have PTSD for the rest of them.
And they're also stronger and they're much better soldiers.
But
and
when
they're ready
snap,
for war.
And they kill their family afterwards. They didn't kill their family.
When they snap, they snap. Well, I'll tell you what it is for Sneeko. So for me is I don't want somebody who doesn't want to be here. You know what I mean? I don't want somebody who – that takes a lot of effort. And you can. It's not impossible. But the workload, the mentality is you got to redo the entire mentality, and that doesn't happen overnight. And it's more difficult. And also, sometimes you don't want to trick somebody into something. And even if you're not – even if you're being honest, if they're reluctant and they feel like they have to, they feel like they're being tricked eventually.
No, but there's no way she feels like she has to. It's
of course she does.
Really? Why?
Because she's decided that what she has to lose, what she will lose with not being with you, is not negotiable. So she's like, I want to hold on to this.
And if I have to let him, if I have to let him do that, then I guess I have to let him do that.
But I get to keep what I want to keep, but is it really worth it? And so, but if she perceives you as somebody who's higher value, then they'll compromise it. But I will say this, given an opportunity where you're exercising that, a woman will a lot of times will go, I don't have to fuck him when I don't want to fuck him. Like somebody else can, you know what I mean? There are good parts to it and there are bad parts to it. To the same token, One of my boys, I mean, shout out to fucking Cinnabon, one of the fans, he had a roster. And then I said to him, I remember when he first got his divorce, he was like, man, you know, I want to do this. And then he started pulling these chicks. He had all these options. And then he was like, call me up. And I go, what'll happen? Eventually, you'll be tired. I said, because
it's so draining.
Yeah,
it's a lot of time.
Especially if you're a good dude. You're being a good dude for multiple people.
You can't help it. It's in your...
Part of the righteousness of the fact of your truth and your credibility and your empathy makes you a better dude, which means you don't take somebody on and then don't treat them right. You know, even if they're not accustomed to being treated right, you still treat them right. Because it's your standard.
Because it's in
of,
your nature. You treat people right regardless of relationship.
Sure,
you treat friends right. You treat coworkers right.
Yeah.
And that will extend, if you're a righteous person, that will extend into relationships.
Mm-hmm. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It's also like Harvey, the guy like the Me Too dudes, like the Harvey Weinsteins. What they learned was, look, I'll become rich and famous enough that I can bend people's will. And then I will, because I'm so rich and powerful, I will make people do things that I don't want them to do, and it doesn't matter about my...
Yeah, is what he did that bad?
Harvey Weinstein?
He put a lot of people on. He started a lot of careers from some heads.
Yes, but here's the problem. That isn't necessarily everybody's choice. See, now there are. Yeah, I've heard that argument before.
Is it
right?
not to go
no.
into the?
It no. is not because there
to
are,
go into acting is not a choice.
No, going into acting is a choice, but deciding that
dick,
you have to suck a dick if you want.
But you get a career. One dick, you get a career.
Right, but if you don't, then you get blackballed. So,
I get what he's saying too. Yeah. It's see, like I genuinely believe that men. There are men. In where there have been some producer or something, female, male, or otherwise, men who have made that deal. They're like, yo, I find you attractive, da-da-da-da, hypothetically, let's say, fucking Iron Man. Gets, all of a sudden, some dudes is all, you know, I want you fuck me, and I'm not, allegedly, I'm just saying hypothetically.
Okay.
And he goes, but if a guy will take that deal and go, so this is what I get, and this is what I got to do, if he decides to make that deal, he'll make that deal, and then he'll shut the fuck up about it because he made the deal.
Mm-hmm. What in what sense? So just like
so, if, say for instance, like let's say a Terry Crews, for instance.
Boy. Okay.
Wasn't he actually?
Well, he said he got his balls grabbed.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but I would always wonder if you got your balls grabbed, right? Somebody don't just grab your balls like this.
There's context to the balls.
Yeah, there's context, and there's a lead up to me just grabbing the balls in the.
Maybe
no.
He was asking for it.
I would say no. He was.
He was dressing sexy.
He was dressing. I mean, he keeps taking his shirt off.
He keeps taking his
I'll
shirt off.
I'll say this.
And making his
I've,
chest jump. But come on.
I've been in a situation where I've been like, this early on in my comedy career, I was performing at a bar that it was a regular comedy night, but it happened to be at the Duplex, the gay bar on Christopher Street. And a guy was hitting on me, and I go, hey, not interested. Then he started getting grabby, and I had to get physical with him.
Like,
but I never
like
asked
you made
for
out
that.
With him?
Yeah, how
no,
physical?
You fucking asshole. Why did you look me? You know what I don't
I
like?
Look
it's
sincere.
Your acting
I'm,
style.
See
yeah.
my acting style? You didn't even see it coming.
You piece of shit. He got real intense, like, and he goes, like,
made
out with him, you asshole. So... there are people who fucking are...
I miss being in the studio.
It's great. It's infinitely better. I mean, we might die from COVID, but other than that...
Or a kitchen fire.
Or a kitchen fire. But there are guys who... I mean, there's no... who. I mean, a sexual harasser is somebody who doesn't give a fuck about boundaries, who will go that far because they have the
but
power,
But did you
too.
Say no? Or
did I
you
say
go,
no? I said... No, I think I was a lot more specific...
Did you go, stop?
I might be more successful if that's the way I did it. If that's the way I did it. I don't like how you're not respecting my sexual harassment story, Dante. This is tremendously insensitive. Just because I could take this guy and I didn't physically.
Yeah, how physical did it get?
Double entendre.
What happened?
It didn't have to get physical because I knew the bartender. I go, listen, you take care of this or I'm going to have to deal with it. Like, let him.
So it didn't get physical.
It didn't get physical. And I could have, because I just don't like, I mean, I could have fucked this guy up, to be honest. Everything I say, it has a sexual connotation to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be careful.
I could have given this guy.
You could have fucked him back down, too. Back up and back down.
I could have given this guy fists. I don't play around. But I just go, I knew the bartender. I go, this guy's fucking, just stop it. Let's let it stop. There's no reason for me to break this guy's nose, whatever. And the bartender, she put a stop to it. But my point
she?
Is,
wow.
Yeah, yeah, she ran the show.
He usually asks girls to do his fighting for
him. That's what I do. I go, listen, I'm scared of this dude. Can you
protect me?
Can you protect me? I have delicate hands.
She was like, I sure will.
Don't you worry about it. She hopped up on the bar. She took her flannel shirt off because apparently that's the impression Dante did. She took her flannel shirt off,
kicked
whipped
off
her baseball cap, whipped her baseball cap backwards.
It's like, bro, you want a piece of me? You got to chill. Don't disrespect my lady.
So my point is, the long term around, there are people who get handsy because they just feel like they can't. Every woman has a story about a guy who just got drunk and grabbed their ass.
Okay.
Every woman has that. So so when you talk about whatever, Terry Crews or whatever. So anyway, we're going back around to the Weinstein thing here.
Right.
So
you're saying, yes, they can be handsy. They can be handsy, but more than you think.
Right. So anyway, the point with the Weinstein thing is there are women who took advantage of that situation. There probably are. Who knew what it was and
made the deal and then got mad afterwards.
And were glad. Well, even ones that didn't.
I bet a lot of them never said a word.
Probably not.
I bet you there's a lot that never said anything.
Right. Yeah. There are. However, that means nothing. Because for every woman that did take that deal, there are women who didn't want to take that deal and felt like they were forced to take that deal. Because there were women who didn't take that deal and ended up being blackballed or removed from movies or had their career stopped because specifically from that dude, from Harvey Weinstein.
Well, I also think that you can't assume there's an array of different people. I think there's girls who went in
you
with the intention.
Assume or you can assume.
You can. You can
right,
pretty much.
There are, yeah.
That there were women who went into that with the intention on making the deal. There were women who were presented, had no idea that that was the deal being presented to them, got into this place, and then the deal got presented to them, and it was like, Then there were women who were so disgusted because the deal, they thought it was something else, and then it wasn't, it was that, and then they were frightened, you know, they could have been, well, I'm leaving, which, what's the chick, Nayugu, the chick from, the African actor from
Lupita Nyong'o.
Nyong'o. She was like, "Nah, I'm out." And then she got blackballed. There's girls who
I think Rose McGowan supposedly.
Yeah, Lupita got blackballed. She's like the most successful.
Yeah, but she got blackballed
for a while.
For a while,
and then I think after he was a powerful guy. Harvey Weinstein was
make or break you.
He was he was involved in the Quentin.
I mean, apparently not.
Film.
She's like one of the most successful actresses
after
right
the
now.
Fact,
yeah,
but
the thing, the tides changed.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Part of that is he was gone and he didn't have any control anymore.
Yeah, and he couldn't exercise that. But and then there's women who imagine some chick from a small town who has no idea, and then all of a sudden she's presented with this, and then she's paralyzed with fear because what do I do? I don't know. You know
or
what I'm saying?
Or he physically took them too. I mean, he physically
did he do that too? Or no.
You know what? I haven't.
I don't
it,
think.
It
I feel like Lupita could take him.
Huh?
Yeah,
I think Lupita could take him.
But it's not even just an issue of physical whatever. It's you have to worry about your career.
Yeah, you're worried about everything that you are.
This thing that you are scared to lose because, and there are people who have lost their careers because of that.
Yeah. I had a dude. I didn't know the dude was attracted to me. I have to admit, if I was a little gay, he would have got me.
Right.
Because I didn't feel it. I had no idea.
You really got to explain that.
He did.
What?
Well, he ran up. He was like, I was like 20-something years old.
Harvey.
You
talking about Harvey?
No.
This is somebody
dude,
else.
He was like, I
was
do.
Was this the
Jewish guy?
Black dude. Yeah, the costume designer.
Okay,
he was
so
like,
explain
I
this. You were stripping.
I was stripping. He was like, wow, you ever do any modeling? And I was like, no.
You got caught with the fucking level one basic bullshit.
I think that a lot. You think I can be a man?
I don't know.
Everybody wants to model.
And he was like, I have some stuff I want you to do. But he was like, you know, I didn't know he was gay. And
they all are. Everybody in the modeling industry.
I should have known. And I actually did some shit where he had we went to this fucking party, this like really posh party. And he had this chick who he did this huge kind of gown, like with a cape and a train and shit. And me and another dude had dog collars on, and she walked us into the fucking.
You went on your hands and knees?
Nah, I wasn't playing that. But oh, okay. I mean,
just because you have bad knees.
Yeah, I got slipped meniscus. I got torn meniscus. So we walked in and we walked around the party, and it was like, you know, everybody was like, "Fever, you are giving them fever," and it was all crazy and shit.
And you stayed?
Yeah, we hung out and you know just whatever. And then the dude made costumes for me when I was stripping and stuff. And then one night, he was like, oh, I feel like going out. We went out to this club called The World back in the days. And we hung out and then went back, drove him back. He says, oh, you want to come up, hang out a little? I was like, sure. Like anybody would do. Went up in the house. He lived in a real rough neighborhood, and he had like 8 locks on the fucking door. I've never, like, some cartoon shit. Like, it was like, I'm, you know, whatever. And I go in the house, and he
what did you think he wanted to do? Like, what time was it? 2 a.m., 3 a.m.?
Nah, like 12, 11:30, 12.
What did you think he wanted? Like, drugs? You think he wanted to...
Just, like, hang out and drink and shit.
Okay.
I mean, we went out on a date. What the fuck? Don't act like it's funny.
2 p.m., though. 2 p.m.
Oh, you can't fuck at 2
p.m.?
That's
not demon time, nah.
I don't know about you. I did a lot of fucking at 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
But 2 a.m., you're hanging out.
Sneakos looking at me like, did this motherfucker try to fuck me? No, but but we have been hanging out. Like, we hung out and shit. It just was like, no.
Okay.
So since he goes, I got to show you something. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like you usually talk. Usually, but I was so oblivious.
So what, he hid the accent or whatever?
Yeah, dude,
he was undercover.
Or was it? Was it that he was drinking, or was he was so overcome by the possibility?
I was sexy as shit. I was so sexy. Oh my god! And then he took his album and put his album on my, like, sat next to me. Let me show you. He was showing me different costumes.
Photo
and stuff.
Album. Yeah.
But his hand was underneath the book, and his hand was on my thigh. Mm-hmm. But it was the back of his hand. So now I'm going,
all right.
I don't want to be like a crazy homophobe like this dude. Like, so I'm trying to, and then he go, oh, remember this? And he'd laugh. He would laugh and then adjust the hand. And I'm like,
That's how they do.
A little, caught you a little.
And we go back into the book.
A
and
weird
then,
feeling in your gut. You're like,
and then he go, and then
moved it closer to the goal line.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm like, then he flipping pitches, and then there's some dude in a G-string laying on the bed. He goes, oh, you're not supposed to see that. And I'm like, all right, let me get out of here, right? So I get up. He goes, I get up, get my shit. I'm getting ready to go. I start unlocking the locks. I mean, I holler at you. I go unlock the locks. And I go, one, two, and he grabs a knife and runs in front of the door. And he goes, you're not going nowhere.
Oh, nah.
Oh, boy. Oh, so you fucked the guy. I understand. Hey, listen, you got to do what you got
to
do.
You
got
to do what you got to do. I don't blame you.
Let me finish the story.
Oh, sorry. You're not done. Sorry, I just assumed.
Well, we know why you assumed.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. How dare you, sir? So he pulls a knife on you.
But he's doing this.
He's flirting with the knife.
What kind of knife was it?
Like a steak knife.
All right, so it's a legitimately dangerous knife, right?
It kind of.
He wasn't going to use it.
So I grab him. I twist his arm, right? He goes, ah! Right? And I take the knife from him, and I throw the knife behind the couch, right? And I start getting the locks. One lock, two locks. I'm going now, right? He grunts.
Are you panicking? Are you nervous right now?
Not really, but this is not comfortable.
Okay.
Right? He grabs the knife, runs back, and I get to the last two locks. He goes, back up. You know, I have it. It's like he's playing. Like, he thinks this is joking.
This is funny.
I was like, yo, move out of the way of the door, dog. I'm telling you straight up. He was, hey, now, and I, boom, I hit him with a right hand in the solar plexus, boom, right? And he hit the door like Apollonia in Purple Rain, like when Sprint slapped Apollonia, and then he slid down the, down the door. He was like, well, you hurt me. And I was like, I told you, I was fucking... trying to leave. You fucking, I'm trying to be a friend.
You had all the rings on too when you hit him?
Nah, I didn't have rings. I was like, I'm trying to be fucking chill and be a friend, and this is fucking, and he goes, I don't need you. I fucked FBI agents and congressmen. He just starts
talking
running
shit on the ground. I've been punched by better guys than this.
I've been thrown out of better places than this. And then I was like, it's fucked up. I'm trying to be a friend, and you fucking... And he said, this is what he said to me. I'll never forget this. He goes, you're just walking around. It was the 90s. He was like, walking around with your bike pants and your slouch socks, your fanny pack and your spaghetti tank tops, right?
Jesus.
So I didn't even realize that he thought that I was dressing
like provocatively.
Yeah, I mean, I was dog. I used to, you know, I was a male stripper, so I used to run around with tights and a cowboy hat, no shirt, and a vest sometimes, right?
Some Magic Mike shit.
Yeah, like, worse. That's
toned down.
Imagine that in the '80s, it was just crazy. I would have Foot Locker tights on, white and black stripe, and a fucking leather vest.
Jesus.
And you wondered why he thought you were gay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, bro, it was the 90s and 80s.
All
of fashion was kind of gay. It was very hard to tell.
I didn't know George Michaels was gay. Yeah. Everybody dressed
like
that.
A lot of it was very flashy and, like,
think about, like, Whitesnake, old rockers, and they'd have tights on and cowboy boots and
yeah,
girl
like
hair.
Twisted Sister. They literally wore makeup and shit. Like, Prince, who was more
feminine? A queen, like Freddie Mercury, everybody.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I see it now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all like.
But they were all gay. All those people were gay.
Yeah.
Freddie was.
Prince was gay, right?
No.
No.
He was gay. He dabbled in some gay.
Yeah,
I don't know that for sure.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, you wouldn't put your money on that.
No, but
that's
it's
not
Prince.
I've
never heard one story, though. I haven't. I don't know.
That's true. I've never heard one story. Like,
I've heard stories about Bowie or Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
But I've never heard a story about Prince. But it's weird. It wouldn't surprise me that he wasn't.
Yeah, but
we do know for
right.
sure.
That's true. I've never heard a story of that.
But
anyway,
maybe.
But and then I realized a gay dude that finds you attractive looks at you the same way you look
at a woman.
It. And
yeah.
And so you know when guys would like friend zone you, like a guy that gets friend zoned, the guy, like, if a woman friend zones you, she's just waiting for you he's going
to
hang around until you
she's
find...
She's trying to figure it out. He's trying to unlock, like, to solve the puzzle.
Right. And yeah. So he's hanging it out, and which always fucks you up
See,
worse.
See, I don't know. I don't know if that's true of
that's,
most gay people, to
gay
be
guys,
honest.
I've rejected gay. I went to, like, a couple gay clubs, and I've, like, with my friends, and I'm like, nah, get off me. And I felt that, like, how men take the rejection, not as rejection, but as, like, okay...
I'm
I need to find
on.
Another way to solve this puzzle. Like,
right.
There's another way in.
To try to get at you again.
It's the rejection. Like I said, no, but no doesn't mean no to men. It's
right.
Like, okay, there's got to be another tactic.
Right.
That was
right.
The first time I experienced that. I'm like, oh, I do this shit too.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
feel good.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Which makes you, gives you the empathy to understand it on the other end.
On the Weinstein thing, yeah.
But I was like... I was mad, and then he told me that I dressed all right, sexy.
Imagine having... Hold on, sorry. Imagine the situation where a guy calls you up, hey, I hold the key to this show, network sitcom, this movie.
And I think you'd be great for this.
I think you'd be great for this. You just have to suck this dick. Like, how would you feel in that situation?
Right? Well, if you had to eat this pussy to get a show all the...
That's not what it's... Well...
It's the same thing.
It's something that you don't want to do, right?
Regardless. I don't want to eat that 50-year-old Jewish lady's pussy, but if I can get a show, I might.
You might. Okay.
But see, this is what I'm saying. This is the difference in guys. Guys will make that deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll make that deal and never talk about it again.
Yeah.
Like, you don't make that deal and then go, buyer's remorse.
I got what I paid for.
I made you a star, but you didn't make me a big enough star. Where girls will be like, you know, they'll sign up for it and then.
I think a lot of them have buyer's remorse. That their careers didn't go the way they wanted.
Yeah.
The ones that did probably just shut up and just keep getting Oscars.
But some of them were just really hurt by it. You could tell that some of them were hurt by it in a way that affects them. These dudes in 1950s who were getting molested by the churches, them dudes are fucked up forever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They never get their shit together, you know?
Right. Yeah. It could. I guess, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think, you got to understand that some people can just kind of do it and kind of move on, and some people do it and it
affects
have
an easier
them.
Time to separate emotion from sex.
Yeah, and then, you know, I guess it's all about your own kind of where you're at on yourself. But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I just think that when you say being very clear about your happiness, you know, like you were talking about with your girl, and you saying polyamorous. Look, you're 22 years old. I was talking about Cinnabon, one of the dudes that I trained, and he had like 5 joints, and then he met this girl who, this Brazilian chick. It was funny you were talking about Brazil earlier. Brazilian chick who is just so dope, and he had a chick who was dirty, filthy, just spit in my mouth, fuck my ass, whatever.
One for every occasion.
Right. But this chick would, like, she would take a shower in his house, his apartment, and then all of a sudden she'd be like, she would just leave her hair in the shower, and then it would be stopped, and he'd be like, she'd come out and she'd be like, oh yeah, your top stopped up. Yeah, but it stopped up because you didn't take your hair out. Mm-hmm. Like, and then he got to the point when he started having options, he was like, why do I have this woman in my house who doesn't respect my home? Mm-hmm. That you just stuff you hair all over the place. You think I should clean your hair up? It's stopped up, and then you just come out. Oh, your hair stopped up. Then he even broke up with a chick because she used his bread knife on the marble countertops. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Yo, you don't use a bread knife on the marble." And she was like, "I'll stop it." And he was like, "Because the other."
It's not about the bread knife. That's about disrespect. It's about asking somebody that's or a little letting much, somebody though. Know. Like
it is, but it's not, because if she'll use your, if you've said clearly, don't do this, and she's still going, she's going, "Fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want to do." Yo, then she doesn't respect you. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, even though you know she was like down for the crown, he just was like, I don't want this woman in my house who doesn't respect me. Especially when he had somebody who was, you know, he would take a shower before he even dried himself off. She was cleaning the tub out. Like, she was taking care of it. And so it just got to the point where he was like, I don't want to waste my time with somebody who doesn't cherish my time and respect me and respect what I give. And so it just got to the point where he couldn't even deal with these girls who were less generous and less, you know, aware, self-aware. So, I mean, at 22 years old, I mean, that's
so he turned into a monogamous person?
I think if you, I don't.
It's not even just about, like, having a roster. Because, I mean, I could probably give up the roster if a girl was good enough.
And, right,
like,
this is what I'm saying.
But I just want the freedom to be able, like, I'm going to Atlanta in a couple days. I'm going, I want to be able to, if someone, if something happens. Yeah.
But here's what I find more over than not. When a guy, when a woman gives a guy that kind of option, a lot of times he won't take the option. The fact that she's like, babe, have a good time, do whatever. You know, just.
You just want your freedom sometimes.
Just make sure that you're. And then.
And then now knowing I could, I don't have to.
Then you're like, do I really want to fuck with this chick when I know my chick has got my back and she doesn't really. She understands I'm a man. I might have these moments and stuff. And because she respects that, I don't even want to have the moment because of the fact that she's just so dope. Mm. And then you get to the point. I mean, I don't know if you're there yet where. Like, if somebody doesn't want to fuck me, I don't want nobody to fuck me that doesn't want to fuck me. Because it's not going to be good anyway. So, I mean, I know when I was in my 20s, I would try and I was like, oh, I got to get this chick to fuck me. And now I'm like, look, if you don't want to do this, we could just not do this. Because the reality is there's always somebody else who will want to. Mm-hmm. But you got to believe that you have something, some value to give.
I'll literally, I started doing a thing where if, you know, I'd ask a girl for a number. She goes, well, you can have my Instagram. I go, don't even worry about it. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Because it's just an indication of, like, if you don't want.
You're not really interested.
And then she probably pursues further after that. Does she leave right away or does she ask another question? Or
does she ask, like, what do you mean? Why not? Yeah. It's usually. So a combination of being offended / maybe intrigued, like, wait, what? Why? Uh-huh. Like, why? Because you're not interested. You're clearly not you're not serious about this. Well, I barely know you. Like, that's fine. I get it. I'm not asking to come to your house. I'm asking to text with you. But if you're not interested, we don't have to do that. Then it becomes like a reverse sales thing. It's very bizarre where you're like, I'm trying to leave now. Like, no, but right, wait.
Like,
I have
are we going to break up?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, and I'm trying. No, like, we don't have to. You just said you don't want to do it. I don't. Want to do this now anymore. And it's like, wait, but why? Because and there's nothing. I get the instinct of there. That's not like a big thing on her part, but it's an indication she's not serious. Because
or maybe she just
doesn't
trust random men asking for a number.
Yeah, but
she might not.
All right, so if Brad Pitt said, "Yo, give me a number," she would go, "Take my Instagram."
Find me on Instagram.
Fuck out of here.
Really? I don't get bothered by that. I kind of respect her more because, like, oh, okay, she doesn't trust every random dude to give her number out like
that. But for me, it's I come. It might be a generational thing too. I don't know, but
because you could text on Instagram.
Yeah, without a doubt. But you also know when someone's interested and when they're not. And then
you know if they're trying to keep distance or they're really you know when somebody's into you and when
maybe she's into you but she just needs more persuading or she's just playing hard to
but
get.
But I mean he's also this is not his first rodeo right. And so he's in essence what he's saying is my time how much it even takes for me to figure this out is not worth
it.
Yeah, and
I'm
rather not
gonna play the game so because I've asked for numbers and gotten the numbers so I know that it's not every woman or most women. When they're attracted and there's a connection, they are interested and will give
that's
you the
That's another
number.
Thing. I will counsel dudes and they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, she don't really talk on the phone. Do you talk on the phone? Oh, yeah, I would prefer to talk. Then why are you dealing with somebody who don't want to talk on the phone? People talk on the phone to the people they give a fuck about.
Right. You make time for anybody that you want.
That you think is important.
Yeah.
So if I'm a guy who talks on the phone and she don't want to talk, well, and you just go. I mean, I know that seems like a really small thing for somebody to cut it off for because you don't want to talk on the phone. But relationships are difficult enough without dealing with dumb compromises that you don't have to you don't have to put up with.
And also, it's not necessarily the end-all, be-all of the relationship, but it's usually an indicator of other things. Mm-hmm. Like all that little – like the bread knife thing was not – it's not about the bread knife. It's not about the marble counter.
If you encompass that with the fucking – the tub.
Right. And it's also a reaction, how you react to the request. So if my girl asked me something like, hey, baby, could you just not do – can you not put that there because I have a reason? You assess, like, is that a reasonable request on her part? Is it fair?
And that was reasonable, fair, and firm. That's the whole point of reasonable.
Is the request reasonable? Did Patrice, is my request that she not use the knife on the marble countertop reasonable?
Yeah.
It's reasonable, right? Is her response to that reasonable?
No.
The response of, like, what? Fuck you. That's not a reasonable response. So right away... it's done. So, right. You know, and then.
Or she goes, this dude is different. I'm really intrigued by it. And because she's intrigued by it, then she knows that she has to reassess how she's going to communicate with you.
But fuck being intrigued. To me, it's about just human decency. If somebody asks you not to do something
on
their end and it's not an unreasonable request, why wouldn't you? You know,
I get it, but I think sometimes people are in situations where they've, especially guys have made such a, they've made such consignments just to get some pussy.
Yeah.
That women are accustomed, they're not accustomed to somebody saying my happiness is important.
Right.
And then when you do that, what you're saying is my value is more important I believe that my value, like I always say, you know, guys will always say, hey, listen, if you're not interested, I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you to waste my time. But they always preface it by, I don't want to waste your time, right? I never say, I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, neither do I.
Like, I don't give a fuck about your time. I don't know you enough, but I do give a fuck about my time, and I want you to be clear to know that I'm not going to waste my time with somebody who's not worth my time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That shit pissed her off last night during the fight. Like, after the breakup, I had my editing program open, and I was working on a video. So I was like, I just put my headphones on.
Started working.
And she took them off my head. I'm like, well.
What are you doing?
We're done. I'm moving on. This is what I have to do. I wasn't even, like, trying to do that to be petty. I was just like, this is what. If we're broken up, like, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
She was still
that
in your
really
place.
Bothered me. Yeah, she stayed there, arms crossed, like, crying. Like, still, like, with the like, why do you not even care about me? Like, you just broke up. Right. I don't have to care about you anymore. Right.
And I do, but you don't get that. You don't get that anymore.
You don't deserve it.
Yeah. You don't. You've said that this is not important. It's funny because I don't know if we talked about, but it was like I said to we had the conversation and I said you cannot just talk and then you get the doe eyes or the teary eyes and they don't respond. Like you can, and yeah. I say this with girls too, like make them make a declaration. If you're saying this is what makes me happy and this is what I need, do you understand that? And you don't get a, I don't stop until I get a, I don't, until I get a response. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do understand that. Okay. So now what you
so
do
there's
is
no,
you,
there's no later on, there's no ignorance.
Right.
That you can't claim.
Because you strengthen the social contract.
Right.
You're expanding and strengthening the social contract because you can't say that you didn't know there wasn't a misunderstanding. Yeah, I heard you say that, but I didn't really think you meant. No, you heard me say it, and I asked you for a confirmation that you understood. You said you understood, and then you did what you wanted to do. So now you have to go because you violated any sense of decency. You know, you breach the contract. And the same thing goes with, like, I can't tell you how many times a dude called me. He was like, you know, I was dating this girl, and then she broke up with me, but she called me up and said she misses me. And I go, but did she say she said that she didn't want to deal with you no more? Yeah, but she called me. But she also said that she missed me. Okay, so she missed you, but she doesn't want, stop.
So which one are you picking in that scenario? I heard it all last night.
You always pick the worst. And the reason why you pick the worst is because even if you don't believe it, what you want to do is you want the person, your significant other, to understand that what comes out of their mouth is significant and it means something.
And it has mm-hmm. consequences.
And it has consequences. And yeah. So if you say, I don't ever want to see you again, then you got to go, okay, fair enough. Then
because
why are you
if
here?
Not,
then,
because if you as a man violate that agreement, whatever she's saying, then she gets carte blanche to keep saying, I'm going to end this, you know, make false threats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're in a situation where now what each of you is saying doesn't mean anything, and it's not honest, and you can't be held accountable either way, and that doesn't work either way.
It's like so, the fifth time she's broke up with me, like the fifth time, and I haven't even been dating her that long.
Now, the problem with that is at some point in time, she can't, even though she keeps breaking up with you and coming back and you kind of get what you want, at some point in time, her breaking up with you, that has to be more offensive than anything else. Like, we've made this agreement. Now you're breaking up and then you come back. So now you feel, now there's still a level of manipulation in the fact that she can leave, say all kinds of hard, scream and holler, snatch your headphones off your head, and then come back. So even that's not okay. Like, if you want to leave, you can leave. If you want to stay, you can stay. But even if you stay, you have to stay with a level of respect that I will not tolerate. And that's
just a waste of time. It's just a waste of time and energy.
So this is like the fifth time.
Is she living with you or no?
Nah.
Okay.
But it was over the phone before. But this time, she packed up everything. I think she really meant it. I don't even think it was like a manipulation tactic. I think she genuinely thought,
yeah,
I'm leaving.
until you let her go.
Yeah.
Then that's when you really see. You
and
know?
I knew that shit was gonna happen too. I was smiling. I couldn't stop laughing the whole time. The tears, the hollering. I can't take that shit seriously. It just seems like a movie scene. It doesn't.
Well,
because
sometimes
real.
It depends on who the person is. If you're wondering if she's legitimately hurt, that's one thing.
No, she was. She was, but it was still funny in a way. her crying on the street. This is people are watching us. It's just funny. We're that couple right now.
People do this. Wow. Yeah. Shit.
This is
funny.
Real.
I've
this
seen
is happening.
This in movies.
Yeah, this is a movie scene.
It's interesting because, and this is men, women, otherwise, there's three levels of, this is another one, I keep telling you I got 1,000 videos in me. Manipulation comes in three stages. Anger, guilt, and sympathy, right? So first it's you cheated on me, motherfucker, and then when you meet that with calmness, it's like, how could you do this to me? All that I've done for you, I've been there for you, you cheated on me before. Then when it's not that, it's like, look at me, I'm a broken woman.
I'm consoling her. After all the evil shit, I'm the one rubbing her back.
Right.
And like,
whatever, it's whatever gets to you. It's a different tactic, but whatever
it's
applies
not, it's,
to you. And
but
you
got to understand, it always happens in that order. Anger first, guilt second, sympathy third. And then when you don't give sympathy, when you go, look, we broke up, I don't know why you're still here, and you continue to the edit or whatever, then she smacks the headphones off your head because she's mad at you.
Well, she goes back to anger.
Because she's so pathetic, and you didn't even care that she was pathetic. Yeah. So now she's mad at you again.
Yeah.
Then it's like, blah, 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 blah. Then it's like, all that I've done with you. Then it's like, look at me. And then it goes back again. And if you let it go, God. It just keeps going around and
that's
around.
Exactly
and
like exactly what happened.
Yeah. It's
funny. It's crazy how you're able to predict that, like, exactly, spot on. I kept thinking about that image that you had that she threatened to leave and she packed the suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then slowly, like, every day, a T-shirt will go back, then the jeans will go back.
Then it just, it's because people think they're very different. Everybody thinks they're special and they're different and they're not. Everything that you did today, somebody's done it before. There's been a girl who screamed and hollered and ran down the street and screamed, called you.
That's why it's funny, because it feels like this is so predictable. This is a cliche.
But it's
predictable
that.
Because you had the knowledge to kind of step back and go,
this is why you're acting like this.
My man just told me he was going to do this, yo.
I was so excited because she was like, you're not even going to walk me back to the train. I'm like, no, I don't owe you anything. So finally, I was just trying to get her out of my apartment. Like, just go. All right, I'll walk you to the train. I was planning on just walking away. And I was so excited for that moment because I knew she was going to run. You said that. She was going to run back. And I heard the footsteps and I started cracking up.
I did tell you that.
You tell me that exactly, like word for word.
Yeah.
But now you have to decide, and this is up to you, whether you want to continue this or
not. I do. Oh, this pattern? Nah. Because now she accepted it. I said straight up, like, this is what I need.
She might loop back
around.
She's gonna loop back around.
But you just have to be. You gotta be responsible. Here's the crazy thing. I was counseling this girl, and she had a dude, actually an ex of mine, right? And this dude, even the time when I was dating her, this dude was hanging around her. Yo, I'm gonna be with you. But you know, she was like, I love my man, and she was like, yeah, he would always try to like dog me, and I did this and that. So anyway, he finally got her, and then as he got her, this is what I talk about when I talk about shoplifting the pussy, right? Mm. So a guy steps up into a situation with a girl that he doesn't think that he's in her league, and because he doesn't think that he's in her league, then what he starts to do is he tries to degrade her and lower her self-esteem so that she won't leave. So first thing he does is he separates her from her friends so she has no support. Then she separates her from the family. And then when she does things good, he acts like it's not happening. So she's cooking and cleaning and he's not really appreciating it. It don't mean that. Then it almost becomes like where he's like, oh, you didn't cook. And then she feels less. And so he's just trying to lower her value of herself. Because in his mind, he thinks that she's better than him. She's too hot for him. She's too smart for him. Maybe she makes too much money. So he's trying to cut her legs out from her, so she doesn't feel like she has no options, but to go, so she has no option to go. Then he isolates her so she don't. There's no voices coming in. Mm-hmm. Then he starts hitting on her. Starts smacking her upside the head, it becomes a smack in the head, then a smack in the mouth, then it's a choke, and then it progressively gets worse. And when she called me and she told me about it, I go, look, this is not okay, right? So
that's your ex you're talking about?
It was an ex, yeah.
And he took her from you?
No, I broke up with her, and then
she reached out for help years later, advice or whatever.
Yeah,
from
and her. So the dude was like, and I told her, I said, so she kept trying to break up with him, and then I said, well, how many times did you break up with him and get back with him? She said 17 times.
Yeah.
And I said, you have no credibility. He doesn't. She goes, well, we finally ended it. After she had spoke to me a couple times, and she ended it. And I go, she goes, he acted like he didn't even matter, that he didn't care, and I feel stupid for all I did, and da 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 da. And I go, it's not over. Mm-hmm. It's not over. I said, but what you have to do is you have to not communicate with this crazy dude, because the only way somebody can manipulate you is if they talk to you. If I don't give you an opportunity to talk to me, you can't manipulate me.
Why do women stay with men that they think are pieces of shit? And I don't really understand.
They don't think their value.
They don't think their value. They think
it's an insecurity thing.
Yeah. You know what? Let's shut this down and we do the rest of this behind the Patreon.
On the Patreon.
I want to dig
into. Let's go into this. On the Patreon.
Plug your stuff real quick, Sneak.
Sneako on social media. That's SNEAKO Sneaker, but with the O. That's it. Just look me up on YouTube. That's where all my best stuff is at.
Okay. Harry, quick.
You can go to all my stuff, IHateComedy.com. All my social media, at Harry Turjanian. And find me and find the show, Manschool 202, on YouTube and TikTok.
What time is it? How long have we been going?
We've been going about an hour and change. Oh, about an hour. Hold on 1 second. Dante?
You can check everything. Mine is Dante Nero. I got a new website coming up. Just keep watching for that. There's going to be merch and everything else. Don't forget the one-on-one consultations. DanteNero.com. Click consult and you can get me and talk to me. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted. Yo, we are out. We're going behind the paywall on the Patreon. If y'all want this kind of content, just sign up for Patreon, Manschool202, patreon.com/manschool202, and you get all the bonus content and all kinds of stuff for different tiers. We are out, man. Love y'all.